USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Philadelphia area police officers were injured in a shooting that took place as tens of thousands of people celebrated 4th of July by congregating for fireworks and live music Monday near the city's famed Museum of Art. It's unclear where the gunfire originated and could have been ricochets or celebratory gunfire, according to police. President Trump said Monday that recent events such as the war in Ukraine and skyrocketing inflation would not have happened if he were president. Trump's 4th of July comments on the state of the country comes as he gears up for a potential 2024 presidential run. Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming acknowledged the possibility of a presidential run in 2024. She made those comments in an interview with ABC News on Sunday, but says she has not made up her mind on that yet. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let's get an update on the Brittany Griner Russian incarceration and drug trial in Moscow.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is pleading for her freedom in a letter to the White House. She's been detained in Russia since February after being arrested at an airport in Moscow for having marijuana cartridges. In the letter, the Phoenix Mercury star told President Biden, "I realize you are dealing with so much, but please don't forget about me and the other American detainees." Griner said, "Please do all you can to bring us home." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Democrats are reviving their efforts to shut down the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, but their efforts may face an uphill battle in the Senate. House Democrats have advanced legislation seeking to close the facility in Cuba as part of a larger annual defense spending bill leaders are expected to bring to a vote in the full chamber. That should be happening in the coming weeks. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As America celebrated her birthday Monday, there was a segment of our society that says we shouldn't celebrate our grand experiment. Paris Denard, director of Black Media Affairs for the Republican National Committee, points out on Newsmax that Democrats have inculcated some to think this is a bad country.
You know, this is a Democrat Party who is not respecting life. But luckily we have Republicans and conservatives on the Supreme Court who are standing for life, who are standing for the Second Amendment, who are standing for faith in the public square and being allowed to pray on a football field by yourself. These are the things that the Supreme Court recently upheld and did because we had conservative justices on the Supreme Court, thanks to President Trump, 3 of them, in fact. And so my message to Americans is that this too shall pass. Elections matter. Stay focused on ensuring that we elect conservative Republicans who understand and are willing to fight for the Constitution.
Georgia's Democrat gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams has paid out nearly $500,000 for private security through her campaign since December, when she launched her second bid for governor. The irony here, Ms. Abrams is a board member of a foundation that wants to eliminate the police and is personally backing an anti-police initiative. She's running for governor of the Peach State in a rematch with Brian Kemp. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.